Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Mosby Building Arts and Aqua Systems, with additional support from Seniors Home Care and the Missouri Athletic Club. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to the greatest hour of radio, Ride at Home with Rich, voted by me, your host, Rich Orris, and boy, do we have a great show for you today. My guest today is Brett Lyne from Aqua Systems. So you can still ask any questions that you might have about your home, from the foundation to the roof. We got it all covered. But our direct question for you today is, after being around your home, you know, a lot more than normal for the past year, have you noticed anything different with your water? Well, today is your day to call in and have a conversation with us about what you've noticed. Is it even an issue? What can be done to help out? Or any other home or water-related questions that you may have, you can reach us today for the next hour at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So, some topics today include, but are not limited to, so we have some crazy fun facts about water. We're going to touch on PFOAs, bacteria and viruses in your water. What are they and who should be worried about them? And every week, my hack, a trick to evenly spreading fertilizer on your yard. So stick around for all that. The hack will be right in the middle of the show. But again, we're here for you, the faithful listener. What's going on at your home? Have you noticed any difference in your water in the past year? What have you been contemplating maybe getting a water softener for years, thinking about some of these projects for years? Well, call in today and ask the expert, Brett Lyne, about all your water needs or any questions about your home for me right here for the next hour. Again, one last time, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So I'm going to bring in my expert guest on water, Brett Lyne with Aqua Systems. Brett, are you with me here? How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Having a great day. It's a nice sunny day out this weekend in the St. Louis area. So yeah, it's a good day.
It is. It is a beautiful day. I actually ran out, ran a call this morning for a client I'd seen earlier in the week, but he's a surgeon and, you know, has trouble being around during the week. It was his Saturday off, not being on call or anything. So I slipped out there, have a quick conversation with him about what we talked about for his home earlier in the week. And yeah, we sat out back by his pool, by his outdoor kitchen, in the bright sun. Man, it was wonderful. And it was like 10 a.m. So it was nice then. It's only going to be getting better. I just can't wait, and I'm so glad to see the sun these days.
Yeah, so I've got look outside and got neighbors outside raking yard and trying to enjoy this great weather.
Yep, time to start getting all that outside stuff done, started. And that's, you know, my hack coming up. That's what I was kind of thinking about. Like, if you haven't done any fertilizer yet, you know, you need to get on it. So thought I'd let everybody know my trick for spreading that stuff evenly and everything, thinking about the great outdoors. And, you know, and thinking about, you know, being out and about, running around, going to people's houses, having conversations like this. You know, I'm always out running, seeing different things. And I love to bring up some of the different things that we're kind of seeing and talking about. And you know, thinking of water, you know, one of the things I had later this week, which was I got some photos and stuff from the client from like the week before, but they had some water, just like a giant chunk of ice running down their siding on the back of their house. They'd never seen it before. And just going from the second floor down to the first floor, you know, like literally coming out of the siding. And, you know, just thinking about water in general, how much, you know, how good it is for us, but how much damage it can do also, and how, you know, Mother Nature uses it to break things down, change things. It morphs things into different shapes. Water is so important to everything that we do. And, you know, this particular house had some ice damming issues. So, you know, when we think about water not going uphill, water taking the path of least resistance, well, on your roof, when it melts, thaws, and refreezes, it can actually grow uphill behind your shingles. And that's kind of what he has going on around his end of his roof and where a plumbing stack's coming out, probably losing some heat from the home. And so it's getting behind the fascia, everything, getting behind the siding and coming out later, creating this crazy icicle thing when it was freezing out, you know, down the side of his house. So, you know, speaking of weird things, I know you're running around some too. Brett, have you seen anything odd out there or any crazy stories from, you know, the past couple months of what you've been running around seeing for the water industry?
As far as the water industry, not seeing a lot of unusualness. I see probably more interest, as you mentioned, people with the COVID in this whole past year and the way things have changed somewhat on how we're doing business and the way we do business. And, you know, people are at home and they're, I think, instead of going on vacations and investing in some other things, they're putting the money in their home. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of interest in not just water softeners, but drinking water systems and upgrading, and also chemical removal. It's another big thing right now as folks hear and learn about things that are in the water and so forth. I see more and more people here in this area interested in also chemical removal of chemicals, chlorines, and things out of the water that they're showering in and they're drinking and so forth. So I see that has trended up, and a much more folks have much more interest in this type of products and such.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a lot changing. Definitely something I wanted to, you know, touch on as we go through the show here is, you know, some of the newer things we're seeing because of, you know, people being in their homes and things that they're wanting differently and things that they're noticing, whether it's, you know, in their water or their home or even how they're using their home different, you know, these days. So we're going to get into our first break here, but I definitely would love to touch on that. I want to talk a little bit about those business practices and how we've changed things up and some of the similarities with Mosby and Aqua Systems. And we also got those water, some fun water facts we can play around with a little bit later also. But don't forget, this is about you. This is about anything you're seeing, finding around your house. Any question you may have, please feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797, and you can get to us. We'll be back right after these messages. All right, we are back. We are rolling through, already through the first segment. It feels like we started a minute ago. This goes so fast for us, so get in on the action with us. If you need anything, feel free to give us a call, ask me or Brett a question. We got a lot going on for you today. And so speaking of Brett, are you still with me here?
I am, sir.
Awesome. Hey, let's do something a little bit fun or maybe interesting. You know, I saw a thing on your guys' Facebook about these just weird facts about water. A couple of them really, you know, some of them we kind of know. A couple of them were really actually pretty intriguing. You know, so much water in the human body, 66% of water, you know, makes up the human body. That's kind of a fact a lot of us probably know, maybe don't understand, but know. but, you know, that's, I'm on the know that never really understood it, you know, how all that stuff works. But water freezing faster, you know, hot water freezing faster than cold water. That you know, I remember doing an experiment with my daughter, one of those, you know, science fair thing experiments on that. And, you know, again, pick that because how hard is it to stick a thermometer and see how long in time, how long it takes, you know, different temperature waters to freeze. But that was, you know, an easy, well-known one. One that really kind of back to that science and stuff, the one that intrigued me more than anything was, and how they study this stuff is crazy, but, you know, looking at a 100-year period of a water molecule spending 98 years in the ocean, 20 months as ice, and then 2 weeks in lakes or rivers over 100 years, and it's in the atmosphere less than a week of its life. How they even figure that out, you know, and study that, and that stuff goes so far beyond me, but how interesting that is, you know, when they figure stuff like that out.
Interesting, and I don't think sometimes because we don't think about just the size of the oceans, you know, because we're not living on them all the time, but the vast size of the oceans compared to our land, and a lot of times people talk about the lack of freshwater resources, so you can see the comparison of freshwater lakes versus a saltwater scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
the access to clean water is limited, but yeah, that is pretty amazing as far as the
level
of the a molecule of water over time.
I
study that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even try and figure that out. But yeah, so and then the last one that really got me thinking, and the one of, you know, something that we should be considering even doing something about and talking about resources of water, you know, basically 1 in 6 gallons of water leak from the utility pipes before reaching any customers in the United States. That's a large percentage of our water, you know?
Yeah, that's a huge amount.
Yeah, it's like, and think about, you know, all the, you know, stuff like that happened down in Texas, and they're all like boil order, looking for bottled water. Like you guys have your bottled water, all that. They're looking for anything they can do, and here we're just leaking. You know, 1 in 6 gallons. You know, out of over the whole country, going, wow, that could have been bottled. That could have been used. That could be, you know, when they have a drought in California or Florida. I mean, that's a ton of water. It's quite amazing.
Talk about the volume of water that, you know, we go through as a country, people every day, and then equate that to, like you said, the one for every amount of volume that goes through that's leaked out.
Yeah, 20% waste or something like that.
That's a huge amount of water.
It absolutely is. I mean, quite phenomenal, you know, actually. So, but I love, you know, interesting stuff like that. I love finding, you know, just different things like that that you just don't think about. And, you know, so you guys got a great Facebook page that has, you know, so much information that you put on there and everything. Can you maybe just let people know, you know, how to find that, how to find you guys if they're thinking about, if they have any questions, or if they're thinking about a water softener system, you know, how can they even get to you guys?
Well, if they want to, the Facebook page that you're talking about is at Aqua Systems St. Louis on Facebook. I try to keep that up to date and try to find articles of interest to share information, because people are asking questions, or if I'm out talking to customers, somebody will spark a question. I'm like, oh, well, that's a good question. So I'll try to find that out, and then I get that information and try to post it on there, because if one person's interested, there's going to be other folks that are also interested in the same thing. So you can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our website, which is ilovemywater.com or aquasystems.com. Both be the same. Or you just give us a call at the office at 314-832-5500. it's an opportunity just to be able to help, because like you guys, you know, Rich Mosby works from the standpoint, like us, as a business model, that we like to be able to try to help folks out. There's a lot of questions people have about water, and there's a lot of crazy information. You know, sometimes it's scary when folks said, well, I've been on the internet and I've been looking, because it's sometimes you go down some very deep, dark rabbit holes, and people are posting things that are just crazy things, you know, based on trying to push a product they're trying to sell or whatever. So, you know, we try to find the common sense and the reasonable process that we're talking about an issue, about chemicals, and try to narrow down what is the specific problem that we're talking about and what is your concern in your home that you want to address. And if they go to the website or give us a call, we'd be more than happy to talk to them. I know, just like Mosby does, as far as trying to communicate good information that's relative to their situation and not relative to me trying to promote pushing product A, B, or C because our company's got a promotion. You know, we're trying to find the answers for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I love that. That's exactly, you know, what we're looking at here, you know, how we look at things here at Mosby and everything. And, you know, it's basically the premise of this entire radio show is, you know, get an opinion that's not opinionated or being influenced by something that they want or not want. You know, I had a client years ago that, you know, thought he needed some concrete piering done. And everyone he talked to had kind of a little bit of a different story. And then everything he found on the internet had a little bit of a different story. Or, you know, everything you find on the internet says do something this way, you'll find another thing that says that's not the best way or the right way. And it's like, how do you really know or understand? And, you know, everyone that this guy talked to with this peering was like, you know, yeah, you need piers. We should do four piers, you know, across the back of the house. Next guy said six. Next guy said, yeah, we should do piers across the back of the house. You know, we'll do five. And he said, the last guy said he'd do six piers. And then he said, well, yeah, we could do six piers. And the guy didn't even need piers. You know, it turned out, you know, their solution to everything is to pier. And he had a framing issue and we fixed it. And, you know, when Helitech was out there with me, they literally told him he didn't need piers. You know, and that was like kind of a phenomenal statement at the time. And he didn't know who to trust. And I was like, well, you got a peering guy saying don't do piers. He sees no signs that you need it. You know, what does he have to gain? You know, and that's the same thing here with me and you on the radio. You've got a question about the water. Well, or you got a question about your house or you're confused about something, kind of talk about it and hear from someone that's not thinking, well, but I got to do this for you or I got to do that for you. And I'm leaning towards that direction, you know?
Yeah. And that's, we run into that the same with scenarios where they have a customer will have somebody come in that's talking about water and they'll try to sell the biggest unit. Something that's really oversized and is more expensive because it's just a higher sale. And it's like, you really don't need that. You know, that's, you don't have to have that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, we're going to get into our middle hard break here. So if you're getting ready to fertilize your yard, you're going to want to stick around after the break and definitely hear this hack for sure. And if you've got anything going on around your house, water-related questions, anything on your home, if you're out there and you're kind of doing your work, looking, and you find something funny, feel free, get with us. Give us a call today, 314-241-9797. We will be here for you. We'll be right back.
It's now time for Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. Rich's Right at Home Hack up for you now. Easy tips and tricks for you. I put them out there every single week, trying to find just simple things to hopefully help your life around the house. And today I thought about, you know, spring, it's warm. If you're looking for me later, I'm going to be outside in the sun If you're looking for me right now, you can find us on 97.1 FM. Call in, ask any questions you need. But for now, how to prevent getting streaks in your yard when you fertilize your yard. So if you haven't done it by now, you need to get on it. If you did it a little while ago and you're starting to see some pale streaks, maybe where you missed a little bit, or some dark streaks where you put it on just a little bit too heavy or crossed over and hit twice. So the easiest way to figure out is, as you're going down, take some little small strips of wood or something with you and place them out into the yard to mark where that strip is ending. So when you circle around and come back, you have a marker there to kind of aim for coming back, and so that you're not overlapping too much, not crossing too much, and getting too much in too many areas. That's the biggest problem. And if you're using a broadcast spreader instead of a drop spreader, you might want to, you know, kind of maybe do a row on your driveway to see exactly how far wide it goes. You can sweep it up, put it back in there, and get use out of it. But, you know, set that piece of wood out there off where you start, do your row, throw the piece of wood, another one, do that row, aiming for that marker, and circle back and keep repeating that, and it will keep you straight, and it will keep you from lapping too much and having all this stuff. And if you're struggling with what to use, paint stir sticks would be super easy. You got all this stuff around the house. You could use colored hangers, like white plastic hangers, anything not green that you can see sticking out pretty easy in the yard, across the yard, would work perfectly. So if you haven't fertilized yet, get out there, get it done soon, get that yard looking nice. We'll see everybody else. I'm here on 97.1 with Brett Lyne. Another half of the show, 30 minutes to go. Join us. I'm going to say goodbye to Facebook. We're going to get back to the regular show with Brett. Are you with me still, Brett?
I'm here.
Awesome. So I wanted to get into kind of a little more of that company stuff a little bit. We haven't kind of really touched on a lot of that. And, you know, you guys, and Mosby kind of as well, you know, we're definitely as transparent as we can be, you know, as a company. And I know you guys are extremely transparent, which I found kind of ironic way to describe it, being, you know, water should really be transparent. And I'm kind of guessing that, you know, if it's not, that's maybe one of the signs that you need to do something. But as far as the, you know, the transparency of the company and what you guys do and everything that you've got on the internet that can just advise people and show them up front, and all the information, you know, on the Facebook and different stuff like that, educate people, have good educated, you know, people that you're working for and with, is totally, totally awesome. And I think that's just a really great thing. Can you maybe explain a little bit what people can find on that website and everything, and what you guys are putting out there?
Well, I think, like you said, the key is, years ago when Aqua Systems began and rolled out in 1959, it was a market at the time where, you know, it's just like anything else, you know, in the industry that Mosby's in and the one that I'm in, or you can talk about plumbers, you can talk about other contracting type scenarios. There's always situations out there that are not honest, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
It's just folks looking for a quick buck or a quick dollar. And we have seen that in the past. So we try to set our company up and set it up from a standpoint to make it very user-friendly and open, where a lot of our folks that are in the industry like us, you visit the websites, there is no pricing listed. You have to contact somebody. There's pressured sales and various things like that. You get on our website, you put in your zip code, it identifies you here in the St. Louis market. You get Aqua Systems St. Louis. Our pricing is listed on there. The options are added on there. Information is there on some aspects of some of the contaminants. But a lot of these things we offer, we're also generate questions for folks that can then call us, and we'd be more than happy to, you know, talk to them over the phone, or the other avenues that we have, Rich, like I know Mosby's had, we've had for a long time, whether it's Zoom meetings or phone conversations or, you know, conversation on the phone, face-to-face, FaceTime on there. There's ways that to talk to folks and keep them comfortable. Just folks haven't really ever utilized it because they haven't had a need where this necessity of the COVID situation has pushed a lot of people to move forward in that technology. And we do see, you know, a Zoom meeting where we're meeting with folks or talking to them FaceTime on the phone or doing other things and providing the same type of service. And while also trying to meet the need of the customer has, as far as wanting to keep themselves safe and so forth from the COVID situation. So, you know, all those things are things that we've always done to work towards being user-friendly, customer-friendly, that we try to present ourselves that we have an honest product. We answer the questions as best we can. We take care of the customer. And the same thing Mosby does, you know, try to take care of the customer and give them a quality product at a good price. And something that we can stand behind, you know, that we're, I can go home at night and sleep and not feel like, you know, guilty or anything that I'm trying to get by with something with somebody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, getting that information out there, having educated people and, you know, speaking of that, you know, here at Mosby, one of the things that we do and one of them we just did was, you know, we're doing these, you know, webinars now. So we used to have seminars. Now we do, you know, Facebook Lives, we do webinars, things like that, where everything's online so we can still kind of get together. We just did a kitchen one this past week and had 70 people at this webinar watching, asking questions. It is interactive. And so I did want to let everybody know we do have another one coming up and you know, exteriors webinar. So it's going to be all about siding, windows, roofing, doors, everything on the outside of your house. You can ask questions. You can hear all this information. So that is going to be coming up March 24th at 11:30 a.m. So you can go to mosbybuildingarts.com/seminars, get registered, kind of see what it's about, stuff like that. Maybe get a little bit more information. But if you're thinking anything outside, like we're all about to start to think that right now, a lot of great, useful information. And it's about educating the consumer. It's about understanding, you know, what you're getting and things like that. But, you know, talking about those pivots and things like that with, you know, COVID and being in business so long and the different things we've had to do to kind of change. Brett, have you noticed anything that you've done or any new practices that, you know, you didn't used to do, but now you're thinking this is probably a great thing and we should probably keep this around even after all this clears up? And it will clear up. Let's be positive there. But anything you've noticed like that, Brett?
Well, I think it'll clear up, but I think it's brought an awareness, at least to a generation now, of the technology availability that they don't have to have folks in the house. You know, there's just a lot of unusual things at times and people coming in your house and so forth, that there's technology that we can offer to the customer, and we'll continue. I think it's a good practice to offer to customers that, hey, if you're not comfortable, you know, you've had an experience with another competitor that came in and gave you a two-hour high-pressure sale, and you don't want that, and you want, or you just don't want people in your house until you make a decision, you feel comfortable talking to them, and that they're a reputable company, and, you know, that we will continue to utilize, again, the Zoom meetings or the FaceTime or whatever we can as far as avenues on trying to communicate with people. I think it's something that we really need to continue to offer and push and move forward with.
Yeah, no, I think absolutely, and you know, from my end, from Mosby's end of some of this stuff, you know, exactly what you're talking about, a little less contact, you know, physical, you know, being together, stuff like that, but also a lot more credit cards. So you don't have to, you know, less contact that way. It can be done over the phone. More financing is a big thing of just use somebody else's money. And it's all just electronic stuff that you can do. But really, honestly, the biggest one for me is DocuSign. being able to get documents, review documents, sign them electronically, and not have to keep driving back out and meeting and being in person. I mean, think of the roads, the wear and tear on the vehicles, the, you know, all this stuff. If you can do all that, the emissions, you know, just everything positive for the environment, that DocuSign is phenomenal to me. And I'm, you know, I definitely see that not going away from our end. And I definitely see that it's like, man, why weren't we doing that 5-6 years ago? Like, that's so great. Like,
well, even people are getting more knowledgeable to be able to sign the documents. I mean, years ago, it was, I think, more difficult, where now when you get a document, it's very simple with our technology that you can easily sign a document, and it's a very simple process. It's not as difficult as what it used to be.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. And making these things work better and easier, you know, more user friendly. You know, another thing, Mosby started with all this, and we'd had it in the works, but our client portal. So now we have a portal where the clients can actually get into our computer system and see all the documents they've signed. They can see when appointments are and explanations on it. They can communicate with field people through it and see their daily notes and that we put in and things like that. So they can see all this electronic stuff that is part of their project and everything right there on their phone. If they're gone, if they're on vacation, if they're snowbirds and they're in Florida, they can get to all this stuff, see photos, all kinds of stuff. So just a great thing, and it's getting easier and easier to use. So we got to get into our final break here, but we will come back. We will have some more great information coming, and we can take any of your questions in the final segment. If you have any, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797, and we will return right after this. All right, we're here. We're back. Final segment. You know, can't wait to get outside and join everybody out there working on their lawn, getting things, you know, done around the outside of the house. But for right now, here for you, you know, and thinking about, I saw a couple stories, articles, things out there about some of the different things that can actually end up being inside of your water. I want to touch on some of that here with you, Brett. Are you still there with me, Brett?
Yes, sir.
So I'm looking at this story that's talking about PFOA and PFOS and some of the stuff, and how bacteria and even viruses can possibly be, you know, in water. I mean, so what are some of these things in the water? How do you even tell if they're in there? Can you find them through, you know, taste and smell? Would that tell you? Or, you know, how do you even know, and what should we be doing about it?
Well, the PFOA and the PFOS chemicals, which is far easier to say that than to actually say the chemical name. But those are chemicals that really were introduced around in the 60s in manufacturing in this area and a lot of areas around the country. The EPA rolled out kind of a voluntary phase around 2000 to, again, it was a voluntary mandate with folks that companies would stop and reduce and using that chemical because they found health-wise that it can affect your immune system, it can cause some liver issues, thyroid hormone issues, and some other things. And these chemicals were asked as the EPA, again, voluntary asked for that production to start eliminating that chemical out, which it has been somewhat eliminated. There's some stockpiles they're using it. They use it for Teflon coatings, Scotchgard coatings. They were using it for fire retardant and other things like that. They were added to chemicals. And they're called forever chemicals because they just, in the contaminant, when it gets in the environment, they just don't easily break down at all. And if they get into your body, they can be put in, and they can also stay in. They don't really break down. So those things are tested. Matter of fact, we've got a house that we're working on next week that had their groundwater, they had a private well, and they had their groundwater tested and found these chemicals in their water. And we have some specific equipment that we can put in their home to eliminate and take that out of the water. So, you know, it's something that's in there, and you can get online, you can read more information. I don't think it's a scare scenario that everybody's got it and everybody has it and so forth, but it's just, again, educating yourself to be aware of it. That it is possible, and maybe even more so in a private well scenario where you have water leaching into your well system and may contaminate it. As far as the viruses and bacteria issue, those are things that do happen. If you have water main breaks in your neighborhood where they get a notice saying that you need to boil your water, the whole idea, again, behind that is to kill any bacteria or viruses that may be contaminated into your water. As far as that goes, we've had customers before that, you know, the water company, they follow all the guidelines with the EPA. We had a particular customer whose house was at the very end of the water line, and the company has to chlorinate the water so that it stays at a certain level, parts per million, all the way down to the end of the water line, as far as that goes. This particular customer of ours was at that end of that water line, and they had a problem. We had systems in their house, and they kept gumming up with their reverse osmosis systems. We take the filter out, and within a couple months, it had brown slime on the filter coming in, and it was because of the low levels of chlorine in the water. It wasn't able to keep all the bacteria, chemicals, and so forth in the water killed and take care of the virus or bacteria in the water. So they had to make some adjustments on that for that customer's scenario. So it's stuff. We run a lot of it in bacteria and viruses issue, but more bacteria in well water, which there are a lot of private wells throughout this whole area, as far as on the Illinois and Missouri side. We deal with a lot of customers, and we go through the process of getting them equipment. Again, we have another customer we're putting in a private well next week, a UV light system, along with a water softener the UV system will kill the bacteria that's in their water as it enters the home so they can drink the water and feel safe about it. So, there's a lot of things to think about.
Yeah, there is. So, hey, Brent, we're running out of time here, but you know, I'll have you on again, as usual, in March. We can touch on some more of those systems and what you do to correct some of those things that we found, and maybe even, you know, when should people be thinking about it and doing the testing and stuff like that. So, hey, appreciate having you on today. Had a great time. I want to tell everybody else, I'll talk to everybody next week, and we'll have more to come later. Have a good week.